Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Cheng Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. As the global warming time clock ticks towards midnight, courageous individuals have been alerting humanity to the urgency of the climate change crisis and the solution. Among them, Dr. Rajendra K. Pachauri is one of the most outspoken and committed environmentalists in our world today. He is also a vegetarian with a heart for both humans and animals. In his public appearances around the world, Dr. Pachauri has again and again affirmed the plant-based diet as a main solution to global warming.
And therefore, I always say that if you eat less meat, you will be healthier and so would the planet.
The entire meat cycle is a great source of emissions of greenhouse gases. And I think we would be much better off as a society if we reduced and, if possible, did away with the use of meat, the use of animal proteins in human diets. Because we would be much healthier, the planet will be much healthier, and we know that this is one very effective way by which we can bring under control the changes in climate that are taking place as a result of human actions.
Born in India in the beautiful hill station Nainital, Dr. Pachauri pursued his early studies in his native land. Later, he continued his education in the United States, where he obtained doctorates in both industrial engineering and economics, and became a faculty member of the North Carolina State University. Then, since returning to India, Dr. Pachauri has continued an illustrious career in positions both at home and abroad. He is most famous for being the chairperson of the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, since 2002. The IPCC is the foremost organization in the world to produce a scientific assessment of climate change, along with its current and potential consequences. It brings together the work of thousands of scientists from more than 130 countries to produce the special reports that are widely regarded as authoritative by communities of all fields. In 2007, the IPCC was honored along with the 45th United States Vice President, Mr. Al Gore, with the Nobel Peace Prize. Dr. Pachauri accepted the award on IPCC's behalf. In 2008, he was re-elected as chair of the IPCC. In addition, Dr. Pachauri is the Director General of the Energy and Resources Limited, or TERI, based in New Delhi, India. Besides hosting the annual Delhi Sustainable Development Summit, bringing electricity and sustainable energy to the rural villages of India and around the world, are some of the goals of this respected organization. In 2009, Dr. Pachauri was inaugurated as the esteemed director of the Yale Climate and Energy Institute, USA. For his outstanding contribution to the betterment of our world, Dr. Pachauri has received many awards. These include one of his country's highest civilian awards, the Padma Vibhushan, presented by the President of India, media awards such as the 2007 MDTV Global Indian Award and GQ Magazine's India's Men of the Year Award 2009. Moreover, Dr. Bachuri's many international honours include the prestigious Officier de la Légion d'Honneur from France, as well as honorary doctorate degrees from leading universities worldwide. Dr. Rajendra Bachuri has worked tirelessly to bring to the forefront of the public's attention that our planet is in danger.
We really have to do something about the current trends, and we have to bring about some major changes by which we can take care of the future of this planet.
Indeed, Dr. Bachuri shares this message of what each of us can do to mitigate climate change. An astute expert, Dr. Bachuri has scientifically analyzed and clearly shown why the vegetarian solution is the most significant step we can take to mitigate global warming.
On the one hand, if you eat a lot of meat, then firstly you've got to cut down trees to create pasture land. That has very serious implications for emissions of greenhouse gases, carbon dioxide in particular. Secondly, you have these animals which produce methane. So therefore, if you reduce the number of animals, then the amount of methane emitted is also reduced.
Before the World Watch Institute published its new study finding livestock's emissions to be at least 51%, much larger than the previous estimate of 18%, Dr. Bachuri had shared the following in an interview.
Naturally, they haven't taken into account other emissions that are associated with livestock. We need to carry out a much bigger and a larger estimation, taking the whole system in assessing what emissions are actually.
For his noble endeavors to promote the dietary solution to global warming, Dr. Rajendra Bachuri is the honored recipient of the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Cheng Hai. Join us for the presentation of the award when we return. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to our program, presenting the Shining World Hero Award to the honored recipient, Dr. Rajendra K. Bachuri. On numerous occasions, Dr. Rajendra Bachuri has given a lecture titled Global Warming: The Impact of Meat Production and Consumption on Climate Change, in which he explains step by step how the livestock industry is damaging the environment and how eliminating meat from the diet would benefit.
Just to give you a number, a person who lives 70 years as a vegan will prevent over 100 tons of CO2 equivalent. So let's say if a billion people were to do that, throughout their lifetimes, they would be cutting 100 billion tons of CO2 equivalent. That's a substantial reduction. And change in consumption patterns would be required to achieve a low carbon and sustainable society.
Media reports on the role of meat consumption in driving climate change have increased significantly since Dr. Bachuri's public talks. In fact, his statements on the importance of humans' food consumption are a reflection of what many other scientists have supported all along. It is Dr. Bachuri, however, who is making the vital information known to the public.
Reducing our meat production is probably the single most effective thing that individuals can do immediately to reduce their greenhouse gas impact. For a long time, this message hadn't gotten out, but it's now starting to get out for many reasons. One reason is because the president of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change is a vegetarian, and he's been making some strong statements lately.
Concerned citizens around the world have also been in resounding support of Dr. Bachuri's message.
Dr. Bachuri heeft een duidelijke boodschap gegeven, namelijk dat het een goed idee is en dat we allemaal samen moeten nadenken over het verminderen van vleesconsumptie om de CO2-uitstoot en de uitstoot van broeikasgassen te verminderen.
Dr. Bachuri believes that governments could play a role in discouraging consumers from buying meat and that the media should also play a more active role as well.
Government subsidies must be removed because clearly they point you in the wrong direction. They create conditions by which externalities or external impacts such as emissions of greenhouse gases only increase. And I believe that we need to bring out these facts so that there's enough pressure on governments to see that we move away from subsidies, which incidentally only benefit some vested interests and some narrow sections of society. So I think governments must look at this objectively and look at it in its entirety, both in terms of environmental benefits and financial benefits that clearly would accrue if these subsidies were removed as quickly as possible.
And do you feel the press and media at present are doing enough?
I hope they will do enough in the future, and that's one of the reasons why I'm talking about this openly.
On December 3rd, 2009, Dr. Pachuri and famed vegetarian singer and songwriter Paul McCartney will be the guest speakers at the event entitled Global Warming and Food Policy, Less Meat Equals Less Heat. Held on the eve of the Copenhagen Climate Change Conference, the meeting will be chaired by European Union Vice President and vegetarian Mr. Edward McMillan Scott.
I think the time has come all over the world for people to take the initiative and take this challenge in their own hands and do something about it.
This is the only planet we have. We can't go anywhere else.
It's a win-win situation if you eat less meat. And, you know, I think that's the compelling argument behind this plea which I make everywhere. I haven't done it over here.
In recognition of his dedicated speech and actions, Dr. Rajendra Pachuri was honored with the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Cheng Hai. The award was presented at his office in New Delhi, after which Dr. Pachuri cordially invited us to visit his lovely home, the Pachuri Cottage.
For compassionately striving for global well-being, for your tireless efforts to affect climate change and ecological sustainability, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the great deeds of Dr. Rajendra Pachuri, esteemed chairman of United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Cheng Hai.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm very good.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Pachuri then accepted the Shining World Hero Award plaque from Supreme Master Cheng Hai.
Thank you.
The honored recipient wished to express his sincere thanks to Supreme Master Cheng Hai.
I would like to salute Supreme Master Cheng Hai for the remarkable efforts that she has mobilized across the planet to create a sustainable future for the human race and all living beings who live on this planet. And I want to also convey my thanks for this award which I've been given. I accept that in all humility. I don't deserve any awards because I have so much more to do. And I hope all of us can work towards a sustainable, a green, and a nature-friendly future, because we really don't have a choice. If you abuse the ecosystems of this planet and the wonders and the wealth of nature, then clearly we are going against our own self-interest. And I think human beings have to start realizing that. So I want to thank you again, Supreme Master. And I salute you for all that you're doing, and I hope I have the privilege of meeting you sometime. Thank you very much.
Supreme Master Cheng Hai has conveyed the following message in reply to Dr. Pachuri. Respected and kind Dr. Rajendra Pachuri, my heartfelt gratitude for your courage in saving our world. And you are always welcome in our places whenever you find time in your busy schedule. We are always together anyway, as we walk the same road. God be with you. Ching Hai.
Our greatest appreciation, Dr. Rajendra Pachauri, for all you have done and continue to do to help the world's population to realize the dire threat global warming poses to our planet and all life, and the basic solution of the plant-based diet. You are indeed a shining light of clarity in these perilous times, giving us every reason to believe that if we simply adopt a compassionate lifestyle, we can certainly save our beautiful Earth. May you have the best of health and continued strength in your noble roles in serving the world. Thank you, gracious viewers, for joining us today. Please now stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom after noteworthy news. Wishing all beings on the planet a sustainable and thriving future.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.